hello there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. Well, my guest this week is Michelle Bolton from Journey Church in Lisburn, Northern Ireland. And Michelle is involved in ministry in her church. She is a mother and a daughter, and she juggles a job and her ministry in church. Well, this week we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling all of that and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Thank you very much, Michelle Bolton from Northern Ireland in Belfast, who's joining us today on Woman to Woman. Michelle is from Journey Church in Belfast, and she works for an organisation up there that supports people that have been impacted in abuse by abuse in sexual relations and so forth. But we're just really happy to have you with us today. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good, Jackie. How are you?
So today on Woman to Woman, we want to talk about disappointment for a few minutes. And disappointment, it's such a big word, but you know, even as Christians, we can be disappointed, and you kind of think, well, why, Lord, do I have to go through that? Why do I go through disappointments? And I think we all struggle with that, but Jesus, I wonder, did he go through disappointment at all in life? He must have. Tell me about your disappointment.
I think for me, when I first got saved, and I'm, you know, I'm gloriously saved 19 years in March. So, you know, it's a journey, isn't it, with Jesus as we go through our lives. But as I've gotten older, there's been probably two periods of disappointment that I can really feel like have marked my soul and changed who I am. And the first disappointment, I suppose, was the end of my marriage. So that was really difficult. I had two babies. They were two and three at the time, and nobody wants their marriage to end. And I suppose there was a huge disappointment in that, but also that sense of feeling so broken and rejected and alone. So that was a really difficult time in my life. And another big disappointment in my life, I suppose the disappointment in my marriage is one instance, but you know, another disappointment was the death of my niece. She was 16 and died suddenly from meningitis. And I remember praying the whole car journey down from the north to the south, Lord, save her, Lord, save her. And I believe in miracles. I believe God can do miracles. I've seen miracles happen. And there's that disappointment that my niece died. And I felt for a long time, I had the word disappointment across my forehead, that it was part of my identity. And I had to wrestle a lot with, Lord, why? Why would these things happen? Probably the biggest disappointment was my niece dying so suddenly. Why would a mighty God who I believe can save and, you know, heal people and do miracles allow this perfectly happy and healthy young person to die? And through my journey of grief and sadness and disappointment, I think I've learned that, you know, it's a mystery, and our faith, it's part of our faith. There's a real mystery there. But I believe that God is always with me. And even when I couldn't feel him, even when I couldn't see him, even when I didn't know how to pray out, I just remember the words SOS, you know, Lord, help me. I couldn't really pray for a certain period of time, but God was always there. And I read a book by Alan Emerson. He's actually from Northern Ireland, called Luminous Dark. And in it, he talks that Jesus weeps when we weep. And I think I learned that we could hold grief and joy at the same time, because it's very hard to know how to live and have joy and fun times. And I am a positive person naturally, but that it's quite difficult to try and adjust and learn that it's okay to have a joy and fun and laughter, as well as, you know, that grief and that sadness.
As Christians, you know, sometimes you can nearly feel guilty for having, you know, a joy as in laughing too much, or
yeah.
you know, and even at silly jokes, you kind of feel a bit guilty. And on the other hand, then you feel guilty for feeling in despair or disappointment as well.
Yeah,
and
I think I made a decision quite early on. Well, you know, I think grief is a process, and but I, because I have two teenagers, I believe God is a good God. He's a mighty God. He, his promises are for us. He's faithful. So I believe God wants us to live life and life to the full. So I want to show my girls that even though we suffer trials, that God is still faithful, and we can have joy, and we can live and be a light in this darkness. I suppose that's where I really wanted to focus, that we have a choice, and a lot of it is our perspective, and also I believe a lot of it is our daily time with God. I think God is the source, and he is the one that keeps us, and we need to keep going to the source every day to be renewed for our minds, our bodies, and our souls. And I think that's what gets you through initially the very dark stages, but also, you know, it's like Ecclesiastes says, you know, there's different seasons in our lives, aren't there? And I think we can't, you know, and even the Bible does say, you know, in this world you'll have many troubles, but I have overcome the world. And we will go through the storms. I think we're guaranteed that. No one is immune. But when you're going through it, it's just not a nice, it's not a good feeling. And it's probably the hardest times in our lives.
Yes.
But I think that's where, in that stretching, God can use us and can build us up to be stronger in our faith and in our relationship and our reliance on him.
I often think of that scripture in Isaiah, you know, 43, where he says, you know, I've redeemed you, Jacob, and you are mine when you go through the storms, when you go through the fire, not if you go through it, but when. And, you know, we were meditating on that only recently, my daughter-in-law, because my son got married there last July, and we were thinking, you know, she was going through a storm and I was going through a different storm. And I thought, she said, it's not if, it's when you go through. Like, we will all go through storms in life, even as Christians. But the reassurance and the hope is that, you know, we have the Lord with us. He says,
Absolutely.
Never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you. Mm-hmm. I am with you. So he's with us in the storm. And I'm sure you've seen that over your life. I mean, you're in church.
I think I've learned that it's okay to be honest with God and to say things to God. That I think that's what's brought me closer in my relationship with the Lord, is that I've been really like, Lord, I am heartbroken here. I am lost. I'm disappointed. I don't know what to do. It's when I've heard that people say, you know, we give our problems to the Lord and then we almost take them back again. But it's when we come to the end of ourselves, when we can do no more, you know, because I like to be in control. Most of us do, you know, but it's when we come to that point where we just don't know the answer.
It's
and the only answer is God.
It's a surrendering, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a surrendering of the will to him, that he knows what's best for us, that let his will be done. Your will, not mine, Lord. Your will be done. And it's the hardest thing, isn't it, sometimes, especially when you're a mom and, you know, and you know, I'm a mom, but you're in church ministry. And it's hard when you're trying to juggle it all, but yet, you know, he's right there and he's going to take you by the hand and take you through. And I have found over the years, even it can be very difficult, a lonely place standing in church. But there's something that just draws us back week after week because he's there.
I think for me, I was saved and we were married 5 years when my marriage ended. So my girls were babies, they were 2 and 3. So, you know, you have this feeling that there's a bit of a stigma now, that this is like, so it was like 2011 when all this happened, so it's a long time ago now, and churches have changed and things have changed, but you know, I felt very much, you know, that that's not the norm in Christian circles. And I don't know whether that's culturally, you know, in Northern Ireland or whatever. But I suppose for me, going to church, it's always been part of who I am. It's always been part of my act of faith. I am such an advocate for service. I've been in the leadership team. I lead the welcome team. I'm involved in our kids ministry. And I firmly believe, I do like, you know, share thoughts at communion, things like that. And I firmly believe that even if you don't really know what you're good at, you know, serve. Yes. Just put yourself forward and get involved, because the blessing is so much more than you giving. I went on a mission trip there to Albania during the summer. My girls were away with their dad. And, you know, it was just such a blessing. And the presence of the Lord was so clear and obvious that as a team, we were blessed. And there was people of all ages, like young people, not so young people like me, and then even older people. And the times we had as a team and the blessing we had, we did kids clubs, we did church ministries, we're out in villages. It's just amazing. So that 1 week that we have given up of our time and our expenses, it's just so insignificant in comparison to the blessing that I received as being part of that team. Mm-hmm. So God just can turn everything for his good.
He can, and he does. Well, Michelle Bolden, thank you so much for talking to us today about disappointment. Next week, tune into Woman to Woman, where we will be talking about divorce. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.